It's 7:37. It's interesting that it's taken 10 years, well, certainly in any conversations that I've had about Marikana, for us to shine the spotlight back on Amku. Well, I think we definitely did at the time. If you recall, Amku, yeah, actually, maybe the arc of history has moved in the other direction. Amku was pretty much the bad guy, if you recall. Until the actual killing of 34 miners, most commentators were pretty much on Lonmin's side. This is a wildcat strike, like Trevor's saying. And, you know, property matters. And not to take anything away from Trevor's point, because it's making me reflective, and I think he's right to just remind us of this again, not all of the behavior was, righteous, because I think it's easy, right, when we have massacres, to recall them as righteous. While Trevor's point may be true, it's quite difficult in South Africa and in the world in general for people to actually have empathy for victims that are not perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect victim. But even for all the wildcat striking and all of that, death is not the right outcome. Somebody sent through a WhatsApp yesterday. It was a cruel WhatsApp, around, I don't know, these idiots and them behaving badly. I don't care how idiotic I am. That doesn't mean I deserve to die. And I think that's the lesson we're trying to take away from Marikana, is even if I'm wrong in the way that I strike, there has to be a policing system that doesn't bring me to death because they don't know how to handle their jitters. There has to be a way to de-escalate the situation without killing. And killing 34, recall, many shot in the back. So I don't know what, you weren't being aggressed. I take the points on board that, at the end of the day, Amku did not behave properly, but I also understand in this country that people in power don't really listen until you shake them. Lonmin wouldn't listen. Like I said yesterday, it's not like they sent HR. And there were probably various levels of conversation at which they could have de-escalated this, and they didn't. And South Africans are desperate. I'm talking about a person who goes into the earth and pulls out the earth's ore for under 12,000 rand. That person's desperate. I don't know. But I appreciate the insight and the contrarian perspective from Trevor and others, reminding us that no, don't rewrite history. These guys weren't perfect, and they weren't the perfect victims, and in many cases were not righteous at all. They just happened to be on the wrong side of the end of a terrible moment in history, and I feel very strongly about that. It's 7:40.